Last year was my first year in, and it was a huge learning curve for me. I really enjoyed the experience of Division 1. It was one of the goals that we set at the start of the year, that I wanted back to Division 1 to give it a rattle. So I'd be very pleased at where the team is at right now in terms of their development, in terms of how I want them to play football. But we know that Championship football is totally night and day to National League football, and we're going to have a huge performance in 2 weeks' time.
You're on the upward curve, Donegal, or on the downward curve in terms of they're going down. You know, they've just won Division 2, they've just won the one game. That's bound to be a factor to you in terms of confidence level.
Yeah, listen, I would be very pleased at where the team's at. We'd be very positive in everything that we do in around training, the training environment. I seen Division 2 was tight this year, and Division 2 is going to be a minefield next year. You have Donegal coming down, so you have Armagh coming up. You know, that's going to be as difficult a division next year in comparison to being in Division 1, because I don't think there's a huge pile in them. So it's, as I said, but that's National League football. This is Championship football, and the quest for the Anglo Celt there, and we want to give it a rattle this year.
Talk to me about McCool Park and as a venue. You probably played in it a few times yourself, and much of your Championship outings in it.
See, I have a huge affinity for the Donegal people. As a child, I grew up in playing in Killybegs in Fintra Bay. That's where we holidayed all the time, and I grew up kicking a ball over the bar in Fintra Bay. So I did. So I have a great affinity to the Donegal people. I was in Tyrconnell Gales in London for a couple of years, and I have great friends out of that there. So I also know the character of what Donegal players are and the way they play, because certainly the only Boners of this world and the Joe Neelys of this world, they taught me in London what Donegal football are and how hard they play and how hard they hit. So I watched Murphy and them boys doing it in real time now, so I'm looking forward to take my Cavan boys into them and see where we stand.
And you think Cavan are up to that physical element?
I hope so. There's a great bite to them. The Cavan lads have put in a serious shift to this point. I'm absolutely delighted with them. And I also know we're going to have to find another 10% on our National League performances if we're going to be seriously challenging in the Anglo-Celtic.
A very expansive game in the league. Will we see a little bit more tightening up when you come to Ballybuffet?
Ballybuffet is going to be a cauldron. I'm hoping the whole of Cavan will come out and back us as they've done throughout the National League. And it's going to take a massive performance.